Good evening, everyone. This is Veronica Entwistle. You've tuned in to Paradigm Shifters, and our paradigm shifter tonight is really exciting. She's a young woman, Vivian Haar, who at the ripe old age of 8 decided she was going to end child slavery through a lemonade stand, and her whole mission is, and we're going to talk to Vivian about all her successes, but her whole mission is you can take a stand and she can take a stand, and she did it this way. So meet my wonderful guest, Vivian Haar. Welcome to the show, Vivian.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's very, very exciting because I hope you know how, I mean, you're a wonderful being, but it isn't just about you. You're sending out ripples of enthusiasm for other people to take a stand. Is that part of what you wanted to do?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about how you got going, kiddo.
Okay, well, I saw this photo of two boys in slavery, and just made me wanted to help them.
Yeah, I saw the picture online, and they had huge rocks to their back. Hey, what were they doing?
Hauling slate.
Wow. And they were holding hands, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what happened inside of you? Were you horrified?
Yeah, kind of, and just shocked. And I asked, why aren't they playing? And my dad said, because they're slaves. And so I just wanted to help them.
Wow. So you proceeded to do what?
A lemonade stand.
And you know what? That sounds like a pretty small approach for such a gargantuan dream, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's not at all, actually, because you know, big things have small beginnings, and it's just, it's really amazing to see where this thing has gone. It's gone from street corner to a global movement, so.
I mean, that is so thrilling. It must be thrilling for you, is it?
Yeah.
So in your little steps, you started off and you made your own lemonade, or did your folks make it for you or with you, or what?
I started off and my mom made it with me. My mom made lemonade with me, and I helped her. Mm-hmm. And the recipe was lemons and oranges and water and agave.
And agave. Oh, that was a good choice, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had raspberries and mint in it because, you see, I've been watching some of the YouTubes, haven't I?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh,
I
good.
We used to.
So you varied it. So did people kind of flock to your lemonade stand? Sometimes you have to wait a long time and nobody comes, right?
Yeah, that's what happened. We waited for a very long time and no one came for a really long time.
Oh, wow. How boring, eh? Was it boring?
No, because we had to, flag them down and...
Oh, you had to get out there and really act, be proactive, huh? But
yeah.
Didn't you have a goal? You wanted $100,000 or something when you started off?
Mm-hmm. And also it wasn't boring because my best friend Abigail was with me.
Oh, great. Good for Abby, hey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she goes by Abby.
And so you wanted to collect $100,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how long did it take you, Vivian?
173 days.
How many?
173.
Well, actually, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, because we were saying pay within your heart, and people would just pay whatever was in their heart. And that's the same with our film. If you, you can go on tristandthemovie.com, and you can pay what's in your heart for a DVD. So, yeah.
Wow. And what's in the DVD?
It's our movie.
And what's the movie like? Is it all about you and your lemonade stand, or what else is
No,
in it?
Actually, not at all. It's about the journey that I've done and the other parts to slavery, but it's not scary.
Well, I think sometimes the scary part is that it's real, right?
Yeah, but it's not like 12 years of slave.
Oh, okay. Did you see that one?
No.
Okay.
But my dad did, and he thought it was really scary.
He did, eh? Yeah. Well, because it was real. That's the part that scares me a lot, that people's
mm-hmm.
lives are hard, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So we saw that you've been traveling quite a bit, and you've been on some big shows, and you've been on, you were in New York Times, or what is it? Times Square in New York?
Times Square, yeah.
Yeah. Why did they put you there? What was the deal?
So they heard about my So I asked if I could go to Times Square. It was a long time ago, so I don't exactly remember, but I asked if I could go to Times Square, and they said, sure. And so they asked the mayor, and he said, okay. And then we asked him if I could sing Firework, because they had just had a big hurricane, and he said, okay, we just had a big hurricane, and so we might not be able to give you that much money. And so I came up with we would all the money that was raised would go to the victims of Hurricane Sandy. So we went there, and we did that for a day, and then we came back to Child's Library, and it was so cold that my mom had to pass out freezing lemonade, and she was like, me and my mom had to pass out freezing lemonade, and she was so cool that she one time said, do you want some hurricane? We were saying all along, do you want some lemonade to help the hurricane? And she said, do you want some hurricane? And I'm like, no, Mom, do you want some lemonade to help the victims of Hurricane Sandy? And she said, oh. It was really funny.
And did you, that is funny, actually. Did you manage to collect quite a bit of money for the victims of Hurricane Sandy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember. It's a couple thousand. So
that's pretty good.
That's also where we reached. Yeah, that's also where we reached our goal of Child Labor. The very next day, we were out there selling cold lemonade again. Mm-hmm. We had to do it for 4 hours, and then we came back to the hotel and we said, we were in. I was in a shower and my dad came in and he said, "Do you know what happened?" And I said, "What?" And he said, "Well, someone just donated $50,000 online, and you reached your goal." And I said, "Woohoo! Is Child Slavery done?" And they said, "No, Child Slavery is not done." And so I said, "Oh, then I'm not done." So I kept on going.
Wow! So you've got yourself a career. I bet your school's all impressed, are they?
Yeah, I'm homeschooled though.
Oh, you are home. I was going to ask you that. It makes sense, doesn't it? So this is a real project that's going to get you probably a PhD. Who knows, right?
Mhm.
So how are you going to do Child Slavery? What can you do? Like, where does the money go? And do you ever meet any child slaves? Do you know what I mean? Do you ever actually get to go out and see some of the kids that are struggling?
Well, I haven't yet, but I saw some trafficked girls in Dallas.
Okay.
They were in a center, and I asked them, and one of them asked me, why are you helping? And so I said, just because I wanted to help. And she couldn't quite understand why someone would want to help people like her. And she smiled, really big smile, and it made me feel so happy. So then I'm going to Nepal in May.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wait, May? Yeah, May. Early May.
And what are you going to do there? Have you got a guide? Is somebody taking you through it and showing you things?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, kind of. I guess you could say that. Someone coming with us to show us what not to do and what to do. So, like what water to drink and what water not to drink. So, we are going there in May. And, yeah.
Are you going to sell lemonade there? I'm teasing you here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And also, one more thing that I wanted to say was that, that I have a new children's book coming out, and, well, actually, it's already out, and you can get it on my website, makeastand.com, and you can see the film in, at standwithmemovie.com, and you can see the trailer and see where it's showing near you, and you can order that DVD and pay within your heart. So, yeah.
Wonderful, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about the book, because it seems, I just ordered some of it, actually.
Really?
I ordered 3 copies, yeah.
Do you like it?
I haven't seen it yet, I just ordered it. But
oh, cool.
I made this assumption because I was kind of in a hurry so I could talk to you, but I made the assumption that you're going to inspire young people to recognize that they too can make a stand. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess so. You could say that. It's, our goal of that is that we inspire lots of people, and not just kids, but it's a children's book, but not just kids. We inspire grown-ups too.
That sounds wonderful. Did you write the book?
Me and my mom and some other friends who helped us.
Wonderful. And who did the illustrations?
My mom.
Wow. She's a very artistic young lady, isn't
and
she?
And I wrote it, basically.
And you did write it.
And I drew it, too.
You did? Now tell me about you. Do you like to perform?
I do.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Stupid question, right?
I'm probably going to continue with Megastan, but I also want to help. When I'm 20, I want to be able to say that I ended child slavery and on my 20th birthday. So after I end child slavery.
That's a big goal.
Yeah. After I end child slavery, I'm going to do animal cruelty and stuff like that.
So you're going to be an activist, are you?
Yeah.
So what does that look like? Does that mean you will run companies? I mean, you've already got a company, have you not, with lemonade, producing lemonade? How did you get started with that? Was that kind of a big dream as well, or is that just a natural progression?
I'm sorry?
Was that just a natural step to start producing or start to bottle your lemonade? Was that a natural business step for you?
Was what? Was what a natural business step?
Just to start bottling your lemonade so people
could
buy it?
I guess so. I wanted to... Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay, sorry. I thought I pressed the off button by accident. So, I was just thinking that we needed to spread the movement globally, not just locally, and so... I said, we should bottle the lemonade, and my dad said, that's an awesome idea, but how are you going to do that? And I said, well, I don't really know. You're the guy for it, and so I put him in charge, and he doesn't like that much, but he's like, okay, I can't say no.
So he's the CEO, right?
Yeah.
So was it really hard? I mean, you have to learn a lot of things to, and I guess your dad did as well. I don't care if you're young or old. You have to learn a lot of things in order to run a bottling company.
Yeah, that's really, really true. You have to learn to, you have to do the retailing and the, there's so much I can't even name it all, but there's just a lot. So it's, my dad hired a lot of people, which I'm glad about. And they've been helping us a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And
so tell me, do all the profits, like, are you collecting profits from that for slavery, for the anti-slavery?
Yeah, And then I am also, like, so I have a social purpose corporation, which basically means that I can give 20 cents of each bottle to, I don't have to give all the money. I can give 20 cents of each bottle to child slavery and then the other half to marketing and all that other stuff.
To keep it all going, huh?
Yeah.
And what's the organization that handles the money to help with child slavery?
Well, I have seven. There's seven organizations helping me.
Woohoo!
Okay. Yeah, it's really good. There's seven, and they're, I can't even remember at this time, but there's someone's like UNICEF and other ones like that.
Oh, good. And then one more thing, and then maybe we'll get your mom on for a while. But I was just thinking, how let me see. When you've bottled your lemonade, are you able to get it to places like England and Asia and all these different places? Like, is it going to be huge or what?
Yeah, actually, someone in Taiwan asked if I could ship the lemonade there.
Wow.
And
so did you?
Yeah.
You and Turner?
Yes, Turner.
Is he excited too? I bet he is. Tierney's your
brother.
Yeah,
he likes this. But he eats all the profits, and sometimes he doesn't understand going to, like events.
And how old is he now, Vivian?
He's 4.
So he's pretty young for... He's been a pretty strong supporter, though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And what do you see... Like, now you've got... first of all, you have T-shirts, do you?
Yes.
Okay, now the T-shirt I saw you wearing said, this shirt stops slavery, is that it?
Yeah, but that's not mine. It's not for sales, but we have other ones at makeitstand.com.
Okay.
And you can see them there.
Okay.
And, yeah, basically.
So you've got T-shirts, you've got a book, you've got yourself a documentary, and you've got yourself bottled lemonade. And do you have any further dreams?
Not at the moment, but we're coming out with new bottles and new stuff, and yeah.
I'm very, very honored to meet you. When I first saw the ad about what you're doing, I started to cry because I was so deeply touched, and I know.
Oh, cool.
You're making a big
difference. Not cool, but like, that's so sweet.
I know. Well, you know, I think you're touching an awful lot of people. So thank you, and you've been very, very, I just really respect you, and thanks for being courageous.
Thank you. It was such an honor.
And
okay,
you.
Here's my mom.
Thanks,
mom.
Honey.
Okay, here she is.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Vivian. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. What a character she is, eh? What a wonderful girl.
She really is.
Has she always been a communicator?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's an old soul. She was always precocious and very smart and just born actress. And loves to, yeah. It's a funny thing because I always say that this work that we're doing has been laid out for us in a divine way, because all of the ingredients that we needed to make this happen so perfectly have been, we've had the perfect, we fill the spot so perfectly. Like Vivian, she loves to be in front of crowds and talking about things, and Eric's so good with the social media already, and you know, he's written his own books even before we ever did this, and he had his own social media business. And so when Vivian said, you know, I want to do this lemonade stand, he said, well, do you want to have lemonade, like, on the corner, or do you want to go big?
And but in her heart, she's already big, isn't she?
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, are you and Eric social workers or teachers or anything that's in the philanthropic world already?
No, we just have a lot of compassion, and we've always been charitable people, always donating, but not ever really volunteering our time. Mm-hmm. And we always felt like something was missing. And it's been a beautiful thing for our whole family. We thought to ourselves as parents, you know, what can we do to get our kids involved and, you know, have them do some kind of service work? And we were in a gallery, my husband and I, and I'm an artist.
Oh, great. Okay. So you're the illustrator of the great book.
Yeah. And we walked into this gallery and saw the work of Lisa Christine, and our worlds were changed forever.
And who's Lisa Christine? Do I know? I don't think I know.
She is the artist, the photographer that took the pictures of the boys walking with the rocks strapped on their heads.
Oh, my.
Yes. And so we were extremely touched, moved. Our worlds were completely different. You know, you see these kinds of things and you can't turn back. And
thank
heaven. So we bought the book of mm-hmm. the series of pictures and brought it home to Vivian, and she said, I want to free 500 of those slaves.
Wow.
And Eric, and it just clicked for us. And we said, yes! That's great. Good. Good for you.
Wow.
And so we talked about it, and she said, we said, you know, how do you, what are your ideas? How do you want to do something? How do you want to make a change? We want to inspire this in our children, you know, to do service work and think outside of themselves. And she said, I can make money at my lemonade stand.
Aww.
And
she
I
was
said,
8 years old at that point, right?
Right. And I was like, honey, that's a lot of lemonade.
That I might be making.
But, you know, we gave it a try, and it was a good cause. And I thought, yeah, let's just give it a shot and see what happens. And my husband said, well, you know, it's such a great cause. Let's, you know, put it out on social media and see what happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you he knew how to do that, huh?
Yeah. So he documented it, every single day from day one, and he put it out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of the above.
Wow.
And but the thing that got everybody, the world, is that she didn't ever just give up.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, let's go do this, and then it peters out like so many other children's ideas.
And adults' ideas as well.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So yeah. She just kept on doing it, and she showed commitment and
it sounds like Turner did as well, huh? In his
own way. Oh, yes. Yeah. He absolutely did. And he was just, it became such a fun ritual for our family around 4 o'clock in the afternoon every day to roll out the lemonade stand in some place, usually either in front of our house or in the neighborhood park, and the kids, the neighborhood kids would come out and help us, and we'd have regular people coming by and purchasing our lemonade, and it just became this really sweet community ritual.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? And when did they start? She said donate from your heart or something, or pay from your heart.
Right.
Did that absolutely change things around?
It absolutely did. We were out there probably until like day 51 or 52.
Mm.
And after having enough people not stop, or come up to the lemonade stand and say, hey, I don't have $2, but can I still try some? And we would say yes. And Vivian thought, well, why don't we just make it be pay what's in your heart?
That is brilliant, wasn't it?
Right. Well, the brilliant part of it was that when we made it free, everybody stopped. And then when they stopped, we were able to tell them what we were doing. And then people would always give more.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, isn't it?
And for those few who couldn't give, they still got some lemonade, you know, kind of pay it forward kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just a feel-good thing. And Vivian called it a giveness.
Oh, that's nice.
Instead
eh?
Of a business. Yeah,
oh.
Because she felt like, okay, we give you lemonade, you give us a donation, and we give people their freedom.
Isn't that wonderful, hey? Now, you must
yeah.
have, you're a mom, you must have gone through some times of questioning whether it was too challenging for your daughter, or did you have any times like that?
No, not in the beginning. No, not at all. We wonder to ourselves sometimes now that it has gained so much momentum,
mm-hmm.
and we're very protective of her time, and very sure to preserve her childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But Vivian's a really interesting kid. She, being the old soul that she is, has no trouble speaking to adults about very, you know, difficult topics.
Yeah,
and
she was pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then turning right around and being able to go swing on the swings with her brother like nothing ever even happened.
Wow, so she just knows she has a mission and that's it.
I mean, yeah, I keep thinking it's such a divine calling.
Yeah, so you just basically have to just shepherd her periodically or shelter her or something?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what we do. That's our job.
How has it been on the road for her to go to these big places? Has it been, that's a pretty big challenge too, and she's
yeah,
rallied very well.
It can be exhausting, so mm-hmm. we try to make sure that we're always tying in a good amount of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And her brother, and we try and always travel as a family, just so that we're having these experiences together, because that was the idea in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets the support from her brother. He's the chief fun officer. And he brings her right back down to earth and reminds her how to play. She needs that from him. He has a very important role.
Yeah, she really admires him. She said on YouTube or something, and it was a TED Talk, I think it was, you know.
Yeah.
That was something for her to be in a TED Talk as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you guys, did you get funded to go to these different places? Is that a personal question?
Well, sometimes it just depends on who asks us to come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if it's, the TED Talk was local, so that was easy. But, you know, when she did the ringing of the bell for the Twitter IPO, they very gratefully paid for our family to fly out, and they put us up in New York.
Oh, wow, isn't that exciting?
So, yeah.
Is
so
that when you
did
the Times Square thing?
No, we did the Times Square thing a year before for 12-12-12.
Ah.
And somebody asked us when we were in Times Square if you had one day left to live, because at the time it was supposed to be the end of the world.
Right.
And they said, if you had one day left to live, what would you be doing? And we said, this. We're doing it.
Making a difference. Freezing in Times Square.
And every day we just look at ourselves and say, we are living the life that we wish we were living.
Isn't that something? And it just is very, very fulfilling, isn't it?
Every day. Oh. We feel so good about it.
And so tell us about the books. That is such a nice, heartwarming thing for you to have just expressed to us, actually. But the book and the bottled lemonade and the documentary and so on, that keeps the monies flowing for the cause, doesn't it?
Right. So she raised her goal of $100,000 in the first 172 days.
I mean, that's incredible, isn't it?
I mean, wow. I couldn't even believe it. But she went viral. And people were donating from all over the world.
Wonderful.
So where she may just only make a couple dollars on the neighborhood corner, we would go home, and the world was watching her make that commitment every day.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So then we said, after we met the goal and she wanted to continue, we thought, well, okay, so we've got a box. We want everybody to try it, and we can't get it. We can't keep the business going just by squeezing lemons every day.
No, to turn it into a real business. Eh?
Yeah, yeah. But then, it kind of got more complicated. And like Vivian said, she handed it over to us, and that was fine. So what we've come up with is this beautiful idea of, when you have a profitable company doing well, you can actually give more than if you are a struggling, not-for-profit.
It's just barely making it.
A non-profit, charitable, and there's so many restrictions, and you have to ask for charity every single year and handouts, and it's not really that sustainable. So
that's true, isn't it? That's worth thinking about, actually.
Yeah, it really is. There's a really beautiful TED Talk by Dan Pallotta, who talks about the power of big businesses being able to give more.
What's her name? Ann Pallotta?
Dan.
Oh, Dan
Pallotta.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, and we couldn't be a nonprofit organization because we had a product that we were selling. So it's funny the way life, you know, sort of unveils itself and the path that you find yourself on, where we're very happy with where we've ended up anyway. Mm-hmm. And so here we are, and we're realizing we can do so much more good by creating this engine of a business that will hopefully make so much money that, you know, people are having fun with it. They're buying lemonade, they're buying books, they're enjoying our products and giving, and we're giving, and it's a giveness, and it's not a handout.
No, it's wonderful. And I can imagine you're going to have more and more, if you want to sustain it further, you will have more and more products, right?
Yeah, that's the whole idea. That's mm-hmm. exactly it. You know, we're working on more SKUs for lemonade and who knows, you know, clothing lines or toys or, you know.
I think it's just wonderful. Tell us about the trips. I was wondering if Vivian had met, or any of you, or all of you, have met enslaved children. And she talked about some girls that have been, rescued from being trafficked, right?
Right.
But she said you're going to Nepal. Is that related, or are you going to Nepal just to have the experience?
It is absolutely related, and that is the entire reason we are going.
Uh-huh.
We're going with one of the organizations that we donate our profits to, and they're called the Nepal Youth Foundation.
Okay.
The CEO and founder of the organization, her name is Olga Marie.
Mm-hmm.
She's 88 now.
Oh, wow.
She spends 6 months of her life, of her year in Nepal, and then the other 6 months here, keeping her organization going. And she has invited us to go and stay in her home with 20 of her adopted Nepalese girls.
Oh, wow. And had they been slaves? Is this...
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They've all been slaves. She has single-handedly freed 12,000 Nepalese children.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's on the ground doing the work, pulling these children out. And it's a huge, huge success story.
And her name is Olga Marie?
Murray, M-U-R-R-Y.
Okay.
And she's in our movie, too.
Oh, I'm really eager to see the movie.
Oh, it's great. And if you... You can see the trailer if you go to standwithmemovie.com.
Okay.
But if the movie is not showing anywhere near you, you still have a chance to pre-purchase a DVD on that same website, and it's Pay What's in Your Heart.
Okay, and when does it come out? Is it out?
So the movie is going on a 30-city premiere tour,
mm-hmm.
and it is two-thirds of the way finished. The final tour will be April 9th in Portland, where the film where the film crew is from. And so if you go onto that website, standwithmemovie.com, you can see where they are along the tour and see if it's available near you.
And that's a volunteer organization, isn't it, that's doing it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Film crew that really cares, huh?
I know. They've been amazing. And the fun thing about that is they were in our lives for 6 solid months, and they're the nicest people, and they never, ever were made us feel bad, or they just became like family, like friends.
Wow.
And so heart-aligned, just
they just really
people.
Cared about what it was. So once you go to Nepal, will you continue? Like, will you go to Africa? Or, of course, we have enslaved children here, too, don't we?
It's in every city across the entire world.
Yes.
And you may not know it, and it may be human trafficking. It might be sex slaves. It might be labor. You know, it's a lot easier to find, sadly, in the developing world, but it does happen here, too. It's much harder to find.
Well, now, Alex, if the people who are listening want to participate, besides getting involved in you and Vivian's organization, how would you suggest we begin to support this whole cause? Because it's awful. I know it is.
I know. It is. Right now we're asking people to spread awareness,
mm-hmm.
and that's really important because one of the number one problems is that nobody knows what's going on
mm-hmm.
right in our own backyard.
Right. I feel that way about myself. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we didn't know 2 years ago. That's okay. How this whole thing started. So it's there's this groundswell happening about it at an exponential level.
Good.
And when people know what's happening and developing the developing world and these villages and these people understand, they're educated as to how they're being taken advantage of, knowledge is power.
Okay.
So that's probably the biggest thing. And to...
And your movie is going to provide some of that, right?
A lot of that. Okay. And you can even have the movie come to a theater near you and have, you know, invite 40 people and have your own showing in your own movie theater nearby.
And have some
so that's
discussion.
A really great... Yeah, right. To order the lemonade and support our business, of course, and to stay tuned. And hopefully, we hope to roll out a phone app that will hopefully empower people to get involved. So stay tuned.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting. So you said there were seven, or Vivian said there were seven organizations that you work with. One of them is UNICEF, right?
One's UNICEF. One is, like I said, the Nepal Youth Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is IJM, the International Justice Mission.
Okay.
Free the Slaves. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who am I forgetting? GEMS, right here in the United States, that helps trafficked girls.
Okay.
And it's really just five. It's not seven, but we have helped Not for Sale in the past.
Okay.
And that's everybody.
Hmm.
And what we're trying to do now is to sort of diversify, because there's not just one solution to the problem. It's many things. It's poverty, education, being on the ground, pulling the kids out, and also the terrible problem of lawlessness, where you can have all of these other problems fixed, but if you don't have the safety and security of the police force around you, everything can be taken away in a blink of an eye.
In a heartbeat. And I imagine that the kids that are, you said go right in and pull them out, they really need a lot of help just to get through, don't they?
And yes, absolutely, rehabilitation. And when we first started out on this, we thought we'd give someone their freedom and they'd just say, yay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, I hate to say, they just don't even know what to do with themselves and they want to go back to their masters. Or
I can sort of understand that. It's like a big agoraphobia, I guess, eh?
It is, because then what? And there's this whole scary world out there. Or they'll go back to their families, and their families, they'll just fall right back into it again, and their families will resell them for more money. When you're faced with such terrible choices, and you have this extreme poverty, none of your choices are good. So what do you do? So,
and I suppose the parents are desperate that would sell the children. They're desperate as well, aren't they?
I mean, imagine the desperation you have to be in to make that kind of choice.
Mm-hmm. Is that, that's also in America, that there's that kind of sales going on? Or is that mostly in developing countries?
Mostly the developing countries. What's happening here is that people are being brought in from the developing countries to work as slaves or in the sex trade or even in restaurants and things like that here. But it's very much under the radar.
Hmm.
You know, I'm sure that there's also, runaway girls that are getting tied up into that as well, runaway girls from the United States.
It just seems so like a huge labyrinth. I mean, how do you even begin to be of some kind of help in that kind of thing? You know, here where it's not right. apparent, it's not quite as clear to see it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So we have to just spread awareness. Mm-hmm. And the more people that know about it, you know, somebody will say, hey, what about this? And hey, what about that? And we can start linking together and becoming strong and going to our legislators and passing really, really clear laws that say, you know, exactly this is not allowed and you need to be looking for that. You know, we get these carpets that come in from developing worlds, but do we know exactly how these carpets were made and do we have a guarantee that it wasn't made by a slave?
Mm-hmm. What can we do about that? If it was made by a slave, you stop the market or...
Well, we as consumers, this is another really important thing, have to start making ourselves aware of where our goods are coming from, and they need to be fair trade.
Fair trade. Mm-hmm.
That is the key word right there. And the beautiful thing about fair trade is it's sustainable, and it empowers these people, and they're not asking for a handout. They're just asking for a fair price.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that children are really wonderful as far as knowing the difference, for example, between chocolate that doesn't come from fair trade and chocolate that does. I've heard that once you get kids to understand that, they won't reach for the chocolate that represents child slavery. I heard that a few weeks ago, actually,
well,
from some teachers.
Well, not just kids. I mean, I think anybody.
Yeah, anybody. But it's I just know it can start when you're really young, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And coffee and clothing. It's the clothing thing as well, eh? That whole...
It is. It is. The three C's, chocolate, coffee, and cotton.
Aha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going around the world. I can just see you people being really active for years yet, huh?
But we're really happy to do it. It's fun. It's such a fulfilling journey we're on.
And what about the children in the neighborhood? I bet you they're really inspired by Vivian, are they? Or by all
they
of you?
They are. They are. And they just love it. And she's so welcoming and inclusive. And nobody feels like, oh, she's like this celebrity. She's just Vivian, and she pulls everybody in to help.
Wow. And so they join up with her, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is really, really exciting, and I just am so touched by this whole thing, and your whole family is on a course of fulfillment, really, right?
Yeah.
Making a huge difference out there.
Yeah, we are. It feels good.
All right. Well, now give everybody the how they get hold of, like, what's the name of the website again, and any other ways
so
they can get in touch.
Go to makeastand.com.
Okay. Make a stand.
Yeah, and that has a lot about the book, the movie, the lemonade. You can order your own lemonade, and we'll ship it to you.
Great.
And for the movie, you can either go to makeastand.com, our website, or you can go to standwithmemovie.com to see the trailer or to get it to come to your local theater.
Okay.
Or order a DVD. And then, of course, just, you know, spread the word. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and always buy fair trade.
That's so wonderful. Well, I thank you and your husband for being this amazing family, and Vivian and Turner, and we look forward to following a lot of the big changes that come up from this. It'll be really interesting to hear how you all respond to being in Nepal.
Wow. Well, thank you. We'd love to talk to you again when we get back.
Well, I thank you so much for spending this time with me.
Well, you're a lovely person.
And so are you. So many blessings, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wow, series of experiences. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we will. And It'll be wonderful, I'm sure.
Thanks for your good work.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And you too. Many blessings.
Bye.
Wow, that was very, very inspiring. Speaking with Vivian Haar and her mother, Alex, from Fairfax, California, I just really am touched and feel the, the urgency for us to wake up and make a difference on the planet, but also feel that it's not humbling. It's kind of It's an empowering humility that says, hey, we can come on out of our own trances and really make a difference. This little girl did. And partly because it's in her soul's journey, but I think it's in yours and it's in mine. So thank you so much for listening. And let's support Vivian Haar and her lemonade stand. And we'll just see what we all do as we stand by the stuff we believe in. Thank you so much. Many blessings. Tune in to veronicaentwistle.com. Hit the Ask Veronica button and let me know what you think about this particular program, or what is it you would do if you could really make a difference, or if you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels, that too. Suggestions of other guests. Thank you so much for listening, and many, many blessings. Good night.